From Washington, this is VOA News. Thai police use tear gas against protesters, and suicide bomber kills 10 in Iraq. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Thai police in the capital Bangkok have used tear gas and water cannons against protesters who have mounted a drive to overthrow the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from among the crowd today on his Twitter blog that police have fired tear gas at protesters on a bridge near Government House and that the protesters threw the canisters back at police. Demonstrators have rushed barricades only to be repelled by police. Opposition leaders are calling today their victory day and vow to take over every ministry until the prime minister resigns. Officials in northern Iraq say a suicide bomber has blown himself up at a funeral procession, killing at least 10 people and wounding 25 others. Authorities say the attack took place today at a cemetery near the city of Bakuba, north of Baghdad. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. The White House is calling on North Korea to release an elderly American and veteran of the Korean War who's been held in North Korean custody since late October. A White House statement Saturday urged Pyongyang to allow 85-year-old Merrill Newman, who suffers from a heart condition, to return home and reunite with his family. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has pledged to support Afghanistan's efforts to seek peace with the Taliban. The prime minister says he will help Afghan negotiators meet with former Taliban leader Mullah Abdul Ghani Abardar, who lives in Pakistan. Mr. Sharif commented Saturday at the end of talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul.
I take this opportunity to once again urge all the stakeholders to seize this moment and join hands to support the peace efforts. It is imperative to reverse the destructive cycle of conflict. This is a time to take decisive steps for moving forward, dialogue process, and bringing it to a successful conclusion. Pakistan would continue to extend all possible facilitation for the Afghan peace process.
The one-day visit was Mr. Sharif's first trip to the city since taking office in June. An Egyptian panel has begun voting on a draft constitution, a move considered the first step toward democratic rule following the July ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. Voting began Saturday on the 247 articles in the new document, which would replace the constitution enacted by Mr. Morsi last year. Today is World AIDS Day, held annually on December 1st since 1988. HIV/AIDS campaigners say World AIDS Day is important because it reminds the public and governments that AIDS has not vanished. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, Bill Michaels, VOA News.